Hey guys, I'm back again, and this week my recording might sound a little different. That's because I have no idea why, but my Blue Yeti microphone that I usually use isn't working right now. I have another cord I'm going to try when I get back to my home. Until then, I'm using a friend's microphone who was kind enough to lend me theirs. Hopefully the problem gets solved and I'll be back again next week, no issue. But if you notice any kind of like audio difference, I don't think it'll be worse per se, but if it just sounds like, I don't know, just different, that's the reason why. It's because I just, my Blue Yeti said, nope, screw you. This is just a heads up. I'm going to be starting a Twitch with the same friend who lent me the current microphone I'm using. Her name is Kelsey. You may have seen her on my YouTube, but if you're interested in hearing me talk some more about gaming specifically, that Twitch is going to be coming up soon. So, woo! All right, so I guess that's everything that I just want to like catch you all up on. So let's just get to it. Like I said, I'm trying out this new format where it's a little more loosey-goosey. I just kind of chit-chat with y'all about whatever the topic of the week happens to be. This week, because it also, I'm going to say, happens again. Man, do you guys ever do that? You just find yourself repeating the same phrase or word over and over again, and you're like, God, I am a broken record. Please, someone fix me. But anyway, I wrote a story for my school's newspaper, and by school I do mean college. Gosh darn it, I am working on my degree. And it was about allergies, so that's why I decided to talk about that, because, you know, two birds, one stone. So first and foremost, there's a difference between allergies, irritants, and intolerances. An allergy is your body going, what the fuck is that? And then kind of just attacking it, even though it's not really an issue. And so that can be anything, you know, like pet dander, pollen, dandruff, fur, just whatever, you know, anything that makes you like sneeze and stuff. An irritant is something that makes you like, it irritates the skin, that kind of thing. So if it leaves a rash, so like poison ivy is like an irritant. And an intolerance is something that your body just doesn't really digest well. Like some people, lactose intolerance, you know? You can't do cheese or dairy products because your lactose thing just doesn't work, essentially. But I really wanted to focus on allergies because I think that's something that a lot of people don't take seriously. I was one of those people, but I have become a little more aware recently and by being friends with people who do have allergies. I would say that allergies are also the scariest of the three. Like, all of them can be not a great time, but allergies can kill you. And by that, I specifically mean food allergies. Anaphylactic shock. That is my $5 word of the week. But essentially, some people have such a great sensitivity to certain foods, like that it can send them into shock and their throat can swell up, they can get nauseous, hives, rashes, diarrhea, like it will really mess them up. And so the peanut allergy is the worst and the second most common food allergy. People with a nut allergy, you know, they like eat a peanut and then their throat's closing. And I don't know about you, I have never experienced that, but just thinking about it is super horrifying. Like, I wouldn't wish that on anyone, and I personally would never want to go through that. Another less than fun fact is the more time someone has a reaction to something, generally the worse the reaction will get. And this can lead to someone having like a mild allergy to shellfish, but if they keep eating it, then they can get a worse and worse reaction until it can lead to, you know, the whole throat swelling, choking, and dying. Not super. So one of the sources that I looked at, and this is a quote, it says, peanut allergy is the second most common food allergy in children and is on the increase. It occurs in about 1 in 50 children and 1 in 200 adults. Peanut is the most likely food to cause anaphylaxis and death. It has been estimated that there is one death for every 200 episodes of anaphylaxis. And end quote, I suppose. Essentially, this means that, like, if you work with children in any capacity, odds are one of them has a nut allergy. if you have a job, which has a decent number of people working in it, odds are one of your coworkers has a nut allergy. And the nut allergy is also scarily becoming more common. And since it's such an extreme allergy, that's something that we, especially those of us who aren't allergic, should be really aware of. I love peanut butter, okay? Like, I don't know, maybe I'm like part dog. I would, no, that's too far. I would not kill for peanut butter, but I would do a lot of things I shouldn't. All right, peanut butter is the bee's knees. It is just a blessing to this earth. I'm sorry for those of you who are allergic to it. I love it. It's great on apples. It's great by itself. It's great on sandwiches. It's great on baby carrots. Like, ooh, peanut butter is so good. I don't know why I went on that tangent. I just needed you to know that I love peanut butter. But so getting back to allergies. So you're probably aware that like people with allergies have EpiPens. Some new stuff that I learned is that EpiPens are incredibly expensive. And essentially it's a shot of adrenaline. It is not a like, it's not taking medicine that fixes you. It's here's a shot of adrenaline that will stop the reaction from happening for like 30 minutes per shot, and you get two in a pack, and they, like I said, incredibly expensive. So it's a last minute tactic to try not to die. And if you go into anaphylactic shock, or someone else does, they're supposed to take the EpiPen and then immediately call 911. They have to have supervision, they have to be watched and helped, because an EpiPen will not save you. It will only prevent the otherwise inevitable if you do not get to a hospital. And I didn't know that. I thought you could just EpiPen someone and they would be okay. And that's not true. And that's really scary, especially for people who don't have great insurance or their insurance won't cover the cost of an EpiPen, because EpiPens can go bad. Like, you can have something that's supposed to save your life and then it expires. And so you're supposed to get a new one. But if you can't pay for it, then it's like, well, guess I'll die. But literally, and that's not a good time, not at all. And here's something else. A lot of people have this misconception that the only way to have an allergic reaction to this food that you're allergic to is to eat it. Like, it seems pretty cut and dried, pretty obvious. Just don't eat what you're allergic to. Now, there are two issues with this. The first one is, namely with the peanut allergy, is that if this food has no peanuts in it, no nuts, no tree nuts, no whatever. It's super fine, but it's made in the same factory. That means that cross-contamination can happen. So this food on its own might have been safe for someone with an allergy to eat, but because of where it was like processed or created, it isn't anymore. And I actually personally know someone, and her allergy is so bad that if she is in the same room as her allergy, it can hurt her. Like, it's scary. Because when she was younger, she actually had an attack because she ate icing, which a nut had been near. Like, she didn't eat the nut. She just ate some icing that had been around it, and she had an allergic reaction. It's that severe. So for some people, just being around it, exposed to it, breathing it in, can cause them to go into anaphylactic shock. And I think that allergies are something we just don't take as seriously as we should. So I've heard about, like, there are these kids that like spread peanut butter all over the students' stuff who had a peanut allergy, and that is really messed up because that could kill them. Like, we need to, so even if you just do something simple, like say, hey, does anybody have an allergy before you like eat something? Or better yet, you know, like, don't offer someone food unless you know they don't have allergies, because you could just, you know, trying to be doing a nice thing, you're just trying to share your snack, but that could really hurt somebody. So I guess we just, what I'm advocating for is a little more awareness and just being more careful with how we live our lives. Just because something may not affect you doesn't mean it doesn't really matter to someone else. And this is on topic, but also kind of off topic, because I do want to drive home how serious this is, but I don't want to leave on like too much of a downer of a note. I might actually have an allergy. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but kiwis aren't supposed to hurt your mouth when you eat them. And It sounds kind of silly when I say it like that. But there are fruits like pineapples, which have like enzymes, I believe it is, inside of them, which break down meat. So essentially, while you eat them, they're breaking down your mouth, which is like both cool and really weird that we're still like, oh, this is fine. I thought kiwis were the same way, but then I was thinking about it after I told a friend that, and I was like, wait, I don't think I've ever, literally ever heard anyone else say that but me. Like, I've heard people complain about pineapples before, but I haven't heard them complain about kiwis. And I was like, ooh. So, you know, I just clickety-clack-clack, I type it into Google, my BFF, and I'm like, kiwi hurts mouth. And the entire first page of Google is just mouth allergy, mouth allergy, mouth allergy, doctor, doctor, mouth allergy. And I was like, oh no. So that's a thing. And the thing is, it's something that I've noticed more, so I feel like if I continue to eat kiwis, my reaction's probably gonna get worse because I'm probably allergic to them. So if you eat something and your mouth feels tingly or weird, or your body feels tingly or weird, that might be a sign that you have an allergy, and I would definitely suggest getting that checked out. Yeah, so that was this week's allergy talk. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be talking about next week, but I mean, hey, that's how I roll. It's just, we'll get there when we get there. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have anything you want me to talk about, feel free to shoot me an email, that sort of thing. And I'll be back next week. Bye.